Mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Busting the most common health myths, and there are so many of them. Where to start, where to go. Holly, my patients walk in, they think fact is fiction is fact. I spend more time debunking in my office, and I swear actually practicing medicine.
I know. It seems that way sometimes, terrible. Doesn't it?
Yeah, this grows hair on a bowling ball. This is perfect. This one pill gets rid of all asthma. I wish it was that simple. With heart disease, I bump into it. Oh, I just take this stuff. It clears out my arteries. No, that doesn't work
right.
That way. Yes.
Well,
so
and it's. I think it's a really great topic that we're talking about, these myths, because one of the things that I'm most concerned about is that, I mean, look, everybody's got to make a living, right? We have businesses. Everybody's doing the best that they can. And I understand that there's an industry mm-hmm. out there that has marketing around it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think my passion is really to try to save the seducible from the seductive when it comes to health. And I'll tell you why. There are a lot of really seductive messages and marketing schemes around products and these crazy claims, and the seducible are our patients, and it's not their fault. I feel like they are in need. They're obviously looking for something because they want to feel better and they want to feel well. But in that desire, you can certainly get trapped by believing these crazy, like, acai will make you skinny, you know, I eat superfoods and all the other crap, though, and that's gonna save me. All of these different things. And so I'm very concerned about it. I think it's getting worse and worse. I always say that it is obviously the age of information. I kind of call it the age of misinformation sometimes.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I want to be in the business of helping people use their own mind to facilitate understanding. So that's kind of where I come from with all of these myths.
Yeah, and I try and tell people not to turn off their brain. I mean, I when patients come in, I'm like, look, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But going to see an expert is one of the fastest ways to debunk myths. Is that, don't you think?
I absolutely think that is definitely an option. I think what you said, don't turn off your brain. It's very important that people continue to think. That's, you know, I have actually my show on the Vriya Network, and Radio MD is great because they're obviously passionate about getting good information out there around
right.
health and staying well and being well. Vriya, they actually have some relations as far as they have the same. They have the same desire to do that. And Vriya is go well, play well, stay well as well. And so Vriya Living Network, it's called Myth Busting, or excuse me, Myth Define. I can't even believe I don't even know the name of my own show, but Myth Define with me, Dr. Holly. And it's on the Vriya Living Network. You can check your local listings, and it's on, I think, 7:30 Pacific every weeknight. But the reason that I kind of developed the show was exactly this. I wanted to pull out these myths, but at the same time, not just be another talking head going, hey, do this or don't do this. It's like, please, use your own mind, okay? My tagline was like, you've learned it, now live it, meaning it's completely up to you. And not for a punishment, like if you don't do this, you're not going to get well, but really, yeah. To empower people.
Yeah, and empowering versus punishing. And my patients, words there, seducible, you know, those things. My patients love to hand over their power and be seduced. They do. And they get frustrated with me. They get frustrated because here's hard work. You have a disease. Here's the work it takes to overcome it. And I don't know any other ways to do it. It's also why I've been successful for 15 years with a cash pay practice. It's because I don't lie. I don't cut corners. I don't do that. Now, let me throw some topics at you to myth bust. Okay. Let's start with detoxification.
Sure. Now, I think, so here's the thing with detoxification. Our body has its own ability, innate ability to detoxify, okay, through... There are so many different ways. Our liver is the largest, the major detoxification organ, because I think the skin is the largest detoxification organ. But it's Absolutely. Getting things out, and it's we completely have our own body's ability to detoxify. That is something we have. However, in our modern day, with all the exposure to plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and all of the toxins, I think what happens is that there's an overall body burden. And so sometimes this process does need a little bit of help. We need to naturally from the inside out assist our own process of detoxification. Here's what you need to do though. Be careful, because there are some detoxification kits out there with some crazy claims that people get in trouble with. And I think that if you actually partner with your healthcare practitioner, talk about what your end goal desires are, you can actually be individually tapered, have an individually tapered detoxification program that is healthy. It's not going to hurt you in the long run, and you're going to be able to sustain whatever goal it is that you set out to get in the first place.
So if I'm hearing you right, Holly, I think an important point is that maybe 150 years ago, when somebody was the age of 25, their own body's detoxification systems probably were sufficient. But we're 120 years later, we are now wanting to do things in our 40s, 50s, and 60s. Happy birthday. It's not 60s, I guarantee you that. But we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s that we were doing in our 20s. If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that an important point here is that we need help with it. The infrared saunas, the herbs and all that, but you've got to be very careful which one you choose.
Absolutely, and thank you very much. I am not 60, but I am 47 today. I appreciate the birthday
It's a great number. I love my
47. It's a great number. I think if you add it together, 7 plus 4 equals 11. 11 or 1 and 1 equal 2, so power number 2 for this year.
Power number 2, okay.
If you want to do a daily detox, here's what you can do, though.
Okay.
Detoxification is about getting things out. If you think about it, where do we detoxify? Urination, defecation, perspiration, emoting, everything that you can do on a daily basis to simply get things out. Dry skin brushing, so exfoliating that skin. Like I said, largest elimination organ, our skin. Get things out. Yes, we're exposed to a lot of things that are inside of us that we just simply want to help our body get out. Making sure you get sauna, steam room, sweat every day. I think it's really important. So what are some other myths that you hear in your practice, Mr. Successful for 15 years in a cash practice?
You got to get to weight. You know, the first thing is that there's a magic pill. I mean,
that's right. And it's usually a stimulant, right?
A series of magic pills. It's a stimulant. It's a blocker. It's whatever. And I let them know that, and I try, you know, bigger picture, that you're probably mineral and nutrient deficient. That's part of it. Your exercise, your diet, all of these things, hormones, there are all these pieces, and weight is a complex issue, especially now with the toxins. But that's that seducible thing, Holly. That's seducible,
right.
And they want to, and I think the Weight Watchers programs and the things, when they go to the weigh-ins and they clap and everybody's excited, I think there's a place for it, and I love curves, but I need my patients to become self-sufficient. They you know, I mean, they got to be able to walk into a Mexican restaurant and still eat, which is always my toughest challenge. I don't order the chips, you know, that stuff. So you got to be pulling your hair out with your TV show about how do you deal with weight.
Well, the biggest thing for this myth busting as far as like weight is concerned and weight loss is concerned is, you said it, it's a complex issue. There's physical, biochemical, emotional issues to address. Mm-hmm. There is no silver bullet, and it is not a sprint. I think the biggest thing is people need to understand, if you have a weight loss desire, this is an endurance race. This is something that you need to get in and stick in and take up all of those different levels, areas of concentration that contribute to the weight gain in the first place.
Weight loss, to the listeners, I can tell you, it's complex. Please get to somebody that's going to look at the endocrine systems, what you eat, all of these different levels, and make it the last time you lose weight, which is what I always say. This is the last time we want to go through this. Whatever needs to be put into place is a more permanent thing.
That's right. And of course, there's always the never stop losing, okay? Never stop stopping if you're smoking. Never stop losing if that's your desire.
Right.
We can take up these myths and more. The biggest thing is, you got to use your own brain. Don't shut off your brain.
We want
you to hear things that are out there, but by all means, stay tuned and make sure you keep your brain on, all right? Because that's the most important. You get to think it through.